Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. How was the break, Tom?
Fast one, Schultzy. I mean, usually we have about a 10-day to 2 week or so. This was a fast one, quick turnaround, but that's good, too. I think we want to get right back into it, and even the guys said it, too. They go, you know what, a lot of times when you have the 10 days to 2 weeks, you come back, and the first week is awful rough, but when we bring them back after 10 days or 2 weeks, we don't play for a week and a half usually.
First half couldn't have gone much better for you. Statistical leader has to be Michael Bitzer. What do all of his numbers mean to you?
Well, he translates into wins. And when you can sit there at 1.45 or 1.5, whatever bits is right there, that translates into wins. Because then, obviously, it's the first team to two versus the first team to three. So, that's a pretty important statistic.
Phil Marinaccio leads you in scoring. He's been a scorer, but never a lead you in scoring type of a guy. What's going right for him this year?
I think he's experienced. Again, there's no substitute for experience. But also, Phil's playing. He's always had a boatload of talent. And for right now, Phil's really playing a well-rounded game. He's putting a lot of things together, and it's great to see the maturity as a hockey player. And that's where he's at right now. He's really playing a mature game, and he's got experience, and he's kind of a man on a mission right now.
One of the great things about this time of the year is the World Junior Tournament. Olympics are every 4 years. What makes this thing so special every single year?
I think the biggest reason why the World Junior Tournament is such a special tournament, there's two reasons. Number one, it's a big deal. It's a big deal in Europe. Always has been a big deal in Europe, and it's huge in Canada, and it's in Canada. So I think when you have those, those two ingredients playing for you right there, it just really creates a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of excitement. And from a hockey standpoint, it's a special tournament.
With the changes to the Olympics and pros playing in it now, is this as close as we're ever going to get to the 80 Olympics again?
No, it's not even close to that, because we typically have the most talented team now. I mean, the Americans for the World Juniors, you're talking, we have 7 first-round draft picks on the team, so we're a team that's supposed to win the gold or the silver. So, in the 80 Olympics, they were the team that obviously was on the outside looking in. So from that standpoint, Schultz, no, but still it's an honor to be chosen for the World Junior team. It's a big deal for USA Hockey, and a lot of people keep an eye on what's going on in the World Juniors.
More with Coach Ceratori when we return the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show, Part 2 with Head Coach Tom Ceratori on Anchorage. What do those two wins back in October mean right now?
Well, every win right now, Schultz, when we're sitting with 43 points out of 48, every one of those wins obviously are important. And, it creates a lot of confidence in your team. It creates some separation in the standings. But those two wins were big, and I really felt that win Friday night was big, because we didn't play very good that day, and we played North Dakota the weekend before, and we gave up. We had a 1-0 lead in the third. They scored, make it 1-1. They actually outplayed us in the third period, but Phil found a way to get that goal in overtime, and it was a big win. And the next night, I thought we put a 3-period game together. So they were big wins, and that Friday night game was really big.
You've never lost here, with all the travel headaches and everything that goes into playing up here. What does that stat mean to you?
I didn't know that, Schultzy, and I did not know that. But it's a pretty good statistic, because this is a hard trip. And you come up here and you're just sitting here saying, if you get your splits, you're very happy. So I did not know that, but hopefully again that holds true this weekend.
You're without Brennan Harms for at least a month. How do you manipulate your lines to attempt to replace a guy like that?
You don't. You can't replace Harmsy. And, again, he's probably our most well-rounded player, what he does away from the puck, what he does, with the puck. So you just have to, you have to make do. But other guys have an opportunity of stepping up. Other guys are going to be playing important roles. Somebody's going to be playing on the right wing, which is going to be Miles. Somebody's going to be on his spot in the power play. Somebody's going to be on his spot on the penalty kill. So, guys do have the ability of stepping up, which is also kind of exciting for them. But you just obviously want to make sure that, again, that we have good habits and, we do obviously the right things on the ice. And, you hope for Harms to get back as quick as he can. But you can't replace him, but it's also a big part of the game. There's going to be injuries.
It's easy to say that having to make one change there on that line is all the difference that it makes, but it affects all four, doesn't it?
Big time. It depletes your depth. It does deplete your depth a little bit, but every team has to go through injuries, and you battle through injuries, and a lot of times, too, you're going to lose one of your marquee players, and we just happen to lose one of our marquee players before break.
With line changes comes a change in chemistry. You've had a whopping 2 practices since you've been back. How long is it going to take to get that chemistry?
Who knows? I always say this, Schultz. See, like, this is two different seasons. This is a whole new season right now. We're 0-0. You're exactly right about the chemistry. Things are always different after break, sometimes for the better, sometimes for the worse, sometimes they're the same. Who knows? But it is different. And you can have the same team. You can have the same team, but they're not the same team. They're the same players, but it's a different team. So, you know, you don't know, you know, how things are going to shape up. And we've only had 2 days, and we're tired out there. You know, we're a little lethargic at times during our practices, but I bet you Anchorage is too, and everybody else in the country. That's just the way it goes after break. And my biggest thing is just make sure you have a good work ethic and make sure you have good habits. If you have those two things, we'll work on everything else as the second half goes on.
After this four-game road trip, you only have 4 more games on the road the rest of the year. It's easy to say if you have a good road trip here that you set yourself up pretty well for the second half. Has that at all been a focus on what you've said to the guys or not?
No. You know, there's certain things I just don't think you say to the guys. And I don't think you want to get too far ahead of yourself. But these guys also, they get it. They know. They read the newspapers. You know, they look at the standings. And so they know that. But we just talked about it's a tough four-game road trip. That's all we say. It's a tough four-game road trip. You know, we haven't talked about, gosh, we only, you know, after this we go to Huntsville and we have the North Star Cup. We don't get that too far ahead of ourselves, but we just talk about the road trip and what we need to do and, you know, what our mentality has to be, and you just go from there.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.